Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 24th, 2020. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. The Facebook Oversight Board will begin hearing appeals on content decisions on the platform as soon as mid or late October, according to board member Julie Owono. The board will consider decisions to leave up content at launch, but initially only if Facebook itself refers a case. Users will be able to appeal leave up decisions as soon as possible, but a system for appeals has been delayed due to technical and privacy challenges. At launch, user-submitted content moderation appeals will be available across 18 languages. The Facebook Oversight Board was first proposed by Mark Zuckerberg in 2018 and is set up as an independent trust. Facebook has committed to implement the board's content decisions unless doing so breaks the law. European antitrust regulators who have concerns about Google's planned acquisition of Fitbit now have until December 23rd to make a decision on their antitrust probe. Google announced its intention to buy Fitbit in November 2019 for $2.1 billion. The European Commission is concerned data gathered by Fitbit could thwart competition if Google acquires that data and further entrench Google's dominance in online ad markets. Samsung announced a more affordable version of the Samsung Galaxy S20 called the Fan Edition, or S20 FE. It's plastic instead of glass on the back, its rear cameras have fewer megapixels, and while it has a 120Hz refresh rate, it's not variable. Otherwise, its specs pretty much match up with its more expensive siblings. The Samsung Galaxy S20 FE will be available in five colors October 2nd for $699 or $749 for the millimeter wave version on Verizon. The UK government's NHS COVID-19 contact tracing app began rolling out across England and Wales on September 23rd. The app supports Google and Apple's exposure notification API, as well as scanning QR codes to register visits to specific locations. YouTube will use machine learning to identify videos that should be age-restricted and require viewers to log in to verify age. In some regions, this will mean looking at profile info, but under some legal jurisdictions, like the European Union, it may require scanning an ID or entering credit card info. Sling TV launched Sling Watch Party in beta, letting up to four people watch synced content together through a desktop Chrome browser tab. The feature works with live programming and includes a text chat. Watch Party hosts control pausing and rewinding controls. United Airlines will start a pilot to offer COVID-19 tests to passengers. The trial will begin on October 15th and offer tests to passengers flying from San Francisco to Hawaii. Ordinarily, passengers would be required to undergo a two-week quarantine after arriving, but United worked with the Hawaiian government and health regulators to meet requirements that those with pre-trip negative tests would not have to quarantine. Tests can either be done using an at-home kit from Color, which would be requested 10 days before a trip and submitted 72 hours before flying, or using the Abbott ID Now rapid COVID-19 test at SFO, which could return results within 15 minutes. Google released an employee survey which found that 62% of employees want to return to their offices at some point, but not every day. 10% of employees didn't want to come back to the office at all, while 15% said they'd like to come back into the office ad hoc or for specific events. According to an interview with Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai, the company is working on new hybrid work models to adapt, including rearranging its offices and figuring out more long-term remote work options. In July, Google announced that it was extending its work-from-home policy until July 2021. Epic Games, Match Group, Spotify, Proton Mail, News Media Europe, and Basecamp announced the formation of the Coalition for App Fairness, a nonprofit that will work toward legal and regulatory changes to how the companies operate app stores. A spokesperson for the organization said it was formed in August and not in response to Epic Games suing Apple and Google over removing Fortnite from their app stores. Among other changes to App Store policies, the group advocates letting developers choose what payment systems and other ancillary services to use in apps. Google Maps will start rolling out a COVID-19 layer option on iOS and Android this week, showing the spread of the pandemic in states, counties, and in some cities. Areas on the map will be color-coded based on case rate, using a 7-day average of confirmed cases, with labels showing if cases are increasing or decreasing in the region. Case data is pulled from Johns Hopkins COVID-19 dashboard, the New York Times, and Wikipedia. And finally, Qualcomm announced a new mid-range system on a chip, the Snapdragon 750G. This will be the first chipset to feature the company's new AI engine-powered echo cancellation and background noise suppression for better call quality. The 750G also supports a slow talk mode, which can slow down speech without affecting overall quality. An upgraded CPU and GPU will provide a modest performance increase from the outgoing Snapdragon 730G, and the chipset will support millimeter wave and sub-6 GHz 5G. Devices with the 750G are expected by the end of 2020. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.